This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We come now to part 29 of Peace and Love. And I'm taking you to 2 Timothy, Paul's second letter to his spiritual son, Timothy. We're going to the first chapter. And today we look at verse 7. I'm going to start from verse 6, though, because it says this. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid hands on you. And then Paul says in verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Let me repeat that. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. If you are feeling in a situation where you are scared, if you have fear in your life, this verse tells you all you need to know. If there is fear in your heart right now, and I believe someone listening to this broadcast right at this second has a fear of dying. You've got a fear of death. I don't think there's anything wrong with you, but you just happen to have this fear of death. You're so scared about what is going to happen when you die. And I believe you do have a faith in God, but you still have this fear of death. If there is fear in you, in any capacity at all, we know that something isn't right. You see, in 1 John, the first letter of John, the fourth chapter, and verse 18, it says, perfect love casts out fear, gets rid of it. It has no place in you. We can see from 2 Timothy right now, we can see what Paul is saying. He's saying, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity. And he goes on to say timidity. For God has not given us a spirit of any fear or of being timid and shy and scared and quiet and feeling as though we want to sit in the corner of the room and not say anything. Listen, I know what that's all about. For many years, I was an actor. For many years, I had to pretend that I was an extrovert to be able to do the job I wanted to do so badly. I wanted to go on the stage. I wanted to be in film and television. I wanted to be an actor, and that is what I was. So when I went on the stage, I could do what I needed to do, but I do believe this in Jesus' name, that it was never in my strength because I was timid, I was shy. If I went to a party, you'd find me in the corner, not saying anything, being very quiet on my own. No one believes that about me because they think I'm an extrovert. That is because I was putting on an act. But in actual fact, I was in the corner, shy. I used to meet people all the time, and I had no clue what to say to them. I would be tongue-tied. I wouldn't know what to say. But you see, God's love poured into me in 2007, over a 7-day period. You know the story if you listen regularly to Worship Radio 247. And perhaps you've read my book, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. It's all documented there. But beloved, before that, it was a different kettle of fish because I did have fear in my life. I had fear of being left on my own. I had fear of being lonely. I had fear of no one wanting to speak to me. I had fear all the time. I used to fear rats. I used to fear all sorts of things. And I believe I was timid. And then God's love poured into my life. And that timidity and that fear disappeared. Now, I can stand before people and talk openly and honestly about my life. I can stand before multitudes and bring a word from God, and I don't feel any nerves. I don't feel any timidity. I don't feel any fear of any description. I just stand and deliver that which God wants me to deliver, as I am doing now, only I'm not standing, I'm sitting. But there's no fear, there's no timidity, I'm not shy doing this. Because I know God has worked his miracle in my life through his love. Paul says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, say power, love, say love, and self-discipline. That is what God has given us. And it is up to us to say, yes, Lord, I accept that. Yes, Lord, I receive that power that comes from on high. I receive your love now in Jesus' name and the ability to love others the way I'm supposed to love them. And Lord, I receive in Jesus' mighty name that spirit of self-discipline. I pray now in Jesus' name that you pour that into my life. You know, I understand power, I understand love, and I also understand self-discipline, but I fall down sometimes on self-discipline. I find that really difficult at times, and I need to be reminded about it constantly. But listening to this broadcast right now is someone who has a fear of death. That fear of death is going to go in Jesus' name. That fear of death has no place in your life, and it will go. Because I believe, as I pray in a moment for you, I believe God is going to give you an amazing vision. I don't know if it's going to happen tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow. But I believe in Jesus' name, God is going to give you an amazing vision of what life will be like when you are no longer here. I believe that in Jesus' name. I believe he's going to give you a picture immediately. And I believe he's going to fill you full of his peace and his love immediately. Because that fear of death has to go now in Jesus' name. So what I want you to do is I want you to recognize that in yourself. And I want you to say this out loud now. David, it is me. Okay. We've now established that I'm not dreaming this. We've now established that it is you, and I'm talking to you directly. I believe this is so important. My personal assistant, Mags, is on WhatsApp. And I looked at her profile this morning. And this verse was on her profile. And I didn't know at that time why this verse was so significant and so important. But now I do. And I said to Margaret, I'm going to bring a word from 2 Timothy, the first chapter and verse 7, because I feel it is so important, and now I know it is. Okay, are you ready? If you said it was me just now, I want you to lift both hands. If you're able to, I want you to lift both hands. If you're not able to, I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, if I could lift my hands, I would. Just receive. We played a song from Hillsong just now called I Receive, and I want you to receive now because God is going to bring about a miracle. Heavenly Father, I pray now for your beloved people. I pray for that person who's just responded, Lord, with their hands raised, and they have said, it was me, David. Father, there is a fear of death there. And I pray now, in the name of Jesus, that you banish that fear of death to the pit of hell. I command that spirit of fear to leave now in Jesus' mighty name. By the power vested in me from my Lord Jesus Christ, I command it to leave immediately. Father, replace that fear of death now with your love and your peace. And I pray, Father, that you give that person a picture that shows what their inheritance actually is. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I love you and I adore you. And Lord, you know that about me, that nothing will ever take away the love that I have for you, because it was you who first showed me that love. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And amen. If that is you, I'd love to hear from you. Studio at worshipradio247.org, and just say, it was me. Simple as that. Let's worship now.
As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your ways to mine. Ways so perfect, they never fail me. I know through the storm.
when there seems to be no way.